Good morning. It is February 2nd, 2014. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. We have a Super Bowl-esque program this morning. Christina talks to three different kinds of coaches about their work, and I go Super Bowling, finding out more about the growing Arkansas high school sport of bowling.
But first, Timothy Dennis has the latest headlines in this week's Week in Review.
Tax season has officially begun. Some Arkansas residents who have already filed their taxes have received tax refunds from the state, while the Internal Revenue Service began processing returns on Friday. The agency advises those filing a tax return to find out about possible new deductions, how to determine filing status, and what tax credits are available. Lee Kreuzberg is a spokeswoman for the IRS. She encourages Arkansans to file electronically with a service known as e-file. She also says taxpayers will be able to monitor the status of their refunds online.
We're expecting 1.3 million tax returns to be filed in Arkansas this year. And certainly, you know, we encourage people to e-file, and if they have a refund coming to them, opt for direct deposit. We expect to issue more than 90% of refunds in fewer than 21 days this year.
She encourages Arkansas residents who make less than $58,000 annually to visit the IRS website to look into how they can file taxes for free, but also warns people of potential email scams. And speaking of getting money, the Jones Center in Springdale is looking to the city to help with certain improvements to the center's outdoor amenities. Officials with the Jones Center want to build a canopy structure over the center's outdoor basketball courts, a move necessitated by increased demand for the indoor courts by community-organized leagues, leaving those wanting to have a pickup game waiting. But if the improvements are carried out, the usable period for the outdoor courts would extend from 6 to 9 months of the year, and wet weather wouldn't prevent the basketball courts from being used. Ed Clifford, Chief Executive Officer of the Jones Center, says that's why the center has asked the city to join in a public-private partnership on the improvement project.
That may or may not be possible. It's an interesting question whether or not a city can spend dollars, public dollars, and locate those dollars on a private property and private facility. We think since it's a community park, it's really not a private facility. We maintain it, but the public uses that whole community park to the west of Jones Center. So we think it makes some sense for East Springdale to be able to expand the recreation opportunity. But it's an interesting legal question. I know the Springdale City Attorney is looking at it, and some of the city council is looking at it. So for us, it's beginning a dialogue about how we can better serve all of Springdale.
The project could include other recreational facilities, such as converting the old ropes course into 4 soccer fields. But before any of that can happen, the Jones Center needs roughly $475,000 to complete the project. And the discussion over money allocation has been a constant topic of consternation in the discussion in Washington regarding the Farm Bill. Wednesday, the bill passed in the House after years of setbacks, with conservatives wanting to overhaul the $80 billion a year program, while liberals felt a 1% reduction to the food stamp program was too deep. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman was part of a conference committee that worked on a final deal.
We spent a couple of years trying to get a good compromise, and I think that the product that we came up with will represent all of the regions of agriculture and really put a good safety net under the various regions, the various producers that have different needs so that they can go to the bank very soon, make planning decisions, and then carry on.
Senator Bozeman says he hopes the Senate votes on the bill quickly, saying it will be very beneficial to the state.
In Arkansas, this is 18-19% of our economy. And for most states, that's the same story. So I think a lot of members are anxious to get this behind us so that our farmers, ranchers, producers can go forward with some certainty. And this is something that will create jobs and boost the economy.
Democratic Senator Mark Pryor is also supporting the compromise, saying it will help Arkansas's agriculture industry, which accounts for 1 in 6 jobs in the state. Final passage is expected, and President Obama has said he will sign the bill. From the Harold and Blanche Calk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.